Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
It's the home opener for the Sox. Zolak and Bertrand are live at Lucky Strike Social with Budweiser.
You know, fans, it's games like this that used to get me over medicated.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Play ball! Play ball.
Tessie is the royal root, his rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October night. After serenade installed in Aiden Young. Tessie is a maiden.
Nothing like baseball in the 30s. So.
I don't know, but I just said that song kicked off. I mean, 70 degrees, here it is. I get fired up.
Well, yeah.
You know me, I love this song. It's the only good song I ever done.
We're not there yet, though. Not there yet. But good crowd, of course, today. I saw the line out on the street. People waiting to get the leftover tickets.
They were there at 4 a.m.
They were lined up behind the Green Monster.
Jim and I passed a man in shorts today, standing there.
Why?
Because he's a moron.
Why would you do that?
Because you're trying too hard. You're trying to be Joe Cool.
In all fairness, it might have been warmer when he got in line than it was when we walked by him. It seems like it's gotten colder overnight.
Jim, was it a nice day yesterday? Was it nice?
No, it was cold yesterday.
Yeah, it was all right, though.
What are you talking about?
It wasn't as bad as today.
To his fairness, like that he woke up, it's 40 out. I'll just wear the shorts as it goes down to 37.
It was cold. It was cold. And they're all out there waiting to get in.
So I had the chills when I got out of my car.
Everybody will be getting there early, ready for the rings, ready for the whole, thing. The overproduced, over-scripted events that will take place on the field at Fenway Park. They never fail. The Red Sox never fail in that regard. They will say too much. They will leave nothing to the imagination.
Roll good old Joe out there. Here he comes.
The script.
Up next, the third baseman.
They're always heavy-handed with the scripts at Fenway Park, aren't they?
Yeah.
So,
fourth-year man out of Western Carolina.
It appears there will not be Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, So no Kraft, no Brady, no Belichick today. Jonathan Kraft, maybe?
I don't know. I think he'd be sort of, looped in with that, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is Casario's moment to shine today?
No. No, he's got to be studying, looking at tapes. I don't want him here.
Steve Belichick?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
The safeties corners
he'd
coach?
He'd say a lot.
All right.
Nobody's going to say anything. They're just going to go out there.
So a lot has been said about this in the last couple of days. I sort of wish I had heard Felger Mazin this yesterday because
they were angry.
You say they spent 4 hours on it.
They had an edge to them. It was going down to private school. Like, babe, Brady's kids are in private school.
What does a private school have to do with it?
I didn't get that part. Felger's like, my kids are in private. That's what you pay for. You pay an exorbitant amount to set your own schedule. Put them on a plane if you want to get them here.
What do his kids?
Like, you could take your kids out. I don't know.
What do his kids have to do with it?
I don't know. He said it, not me.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it then because I haven't heard it. I thought you knew what was said.
Well, he said Brady's kids go to private school. What's the big deal? You can't get them on a plane? Or that maybe this is the break? Or there's a break there?
Was someone suggesting that the reason why he's not here is because
he's with his kids. Spent time with his
family.
His kids?
Are his kids even on break right now?
I don't know. Mother makes.
I thought private school break was a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Middle of March. 2 weeks. Middle of March.
Yeah, I thought that's over. I did see all the kids are in New York with them, though.
I think it's when you pay your kids to go to certain schools and you're given all the money, or maybe you throw a wing on it, you could say, and dictate their schedule to the school. I don't know.
Okay, would it be better with Brady here?
Of course it would be. You've been in rooms when Brady walks in. It's a different room.
Dude's electric.
He glows.
There's a buzz.
There's a glow.
There's a buzz there, man.
Like, he has any lines on his forehead. Look at that.
That's unbelievable.
You're not even squinting.
Like, dude, you didn't have any of those little crow's feet.
Jesus,
I'm going to
get my forehead shot up.
What do you do?
How much Botox you do? Did you have a facelift?
He's got the good stuff.
Hardy knows. Hardy didn't believe it. And we took Hardy. Like, I was like, wow.
Hardy, how much younger does he look in real life than he does on television? 5 years. 5 years.
What if they just sent her out?
I think that's a good number.
What if she had a guitar and she did the Giselle?
She could do the anthem.
Anthem.
She could have done the anthem.
Never talk about it.
So in all seriousness,
yeah,
it would have been better if all those guys showed up.
Of course it is.
Kraft would have been cheered. Brady would have been cheered.
There's a point last week I said, you know what? If you're going to what Tom Curran writes about Robert Kraft, he should go all Jeff Bezos on us, all the way to the wall, man. What better way than to take your 6 trophies and get from, like, everybody would be running on it, right?
Jeff you wouldn't Bezos. Even, what?
I don't know. Curran had an article that just Kraft's got to go Bezos on this now. You know the point.
Really?
Now. Yeah. Check it out. NBC Sports.
Bezos awesome. Cheated on his wife, right? That's his deal?
Yes. But the way he won 75%. She didn't get everything. Or she didn't get 50%. She only had like 25%. So he got to keep his 75%.
25 is a good number.
Good number for his number. He's liquid. He's to the point where he's liquid.
I think Curran's point was he needs to come out before the video comes out and says, here's what you're going to see. Here's what happened. Here's why it happened. And kill the story before it even happens.
Did you see Billions this week, Hardy? No? You're not caught up?
No, not even caught up. I think
there's a weird parallel to be drawn here.
No, all we have is episode 1 of the new season. That's all we've gotten into yet.
Curran might have referenced Billions in his article. He might have.
Where did he write this?
I'll find it.
Was it in our notes?
It might have been, yeah.
I don't know.
I think I must have missed this. I don't want to ruin Billions.
But I mean,
I won't say it.
It's not just going to be on NESN or NBC Sports Boston or just ESPN. If Kraft came out today with the 6 trophies and you're holding it up and the place is going nuts, that's it. Fox News, that's on CNN, it's on MSNBC, it's on every network out there. It's the lead story. It's a lead story in the sporting world today. More so than hockey, more so than basketball starting up, more so than anything out there. Masters Week, Kraft would be the hot topic. And it's a gamble, to how people would react, but I think it would be overwhelmingly over the top.
I got it. I got the story.
You know what I mean?
Hold your tent, Robert, and go Bezos. Because what Kraft and his attorneys are afraid of having released by police is precisely the same thing Amazon's Jeff Bezos had held over his head by the National Enquirer. Compromising images. He short-circuited the Enquirer's saber-rattling that it would release embarrassing images if he didn't acquiesce to their demands. By laying his cards on the table and saying, here's what's going on, everybody. He didn't release the images, nor has the Enquirer. Kraft doesn't have the video in his possession, but he does have something. His version of what circumstances led to these two events coming to pass. And he can dull the quest to find and share the video by saying, this is what you will see. Oh, there's no shot of this happening. Although there could be something to gain by doing it. So you think he should have been here part of that reason?
There were parts last week where I thought, you know what, roll the dice, and if you're going to do anything public prior to this coming to a head, this is your safe house. You know what I mean? These are your people.
So let's do it like this.
To calls we get.
Answer the
Patriots
questions.
Patriots fans.
Ready?
Are Red Sox fans. Red Sox fans are Patriots.
Answer these questions.
Yeah.
Okay? However you want. Why is Tom Brady not here today?
Because I think Tom Brady is doing what he did last year.
No, what's he doing? What else is he doing?
Business. He's getting ready.
He's got a business thing going on in New York.
Right.
What's Bill Belichick? Why isn't he here today?
He's down in Florida, Scott, at people's workouts.
He's got a workout thing going on. Yeah. Couldn't make it. Where's Robert Kraft today?
Right in his bunker.
Why?
Why do you think?
So of everyone that's not going to be here, there's only one that looks like he's hiding. Right or wrong,
you don't think that guy has other businesses too outside of this?
He might have an important business meeting today. We don't know. But no one's going to think
that.
He
could be at the paper company.
Everyone today, after him not being here, will say, oh, he's hiding. He's keeping out of the public eye. That's what it looks like.
Well, it's almost like it's a three-striker.
And you're saying
no bill. No
to go no like bill. This. Get out there. Get out in front of it. Put your face out there. Don't be afraid to be seen.
Does he like to be seen? Does he like to be applauded? Does he like to do the walk?
I think so.
He does. I think he loves the adulation. I think he'd be adored here today. That's all. That's the reason I think maybe he should have rolled the dice. But I think if you're lawyering up the way he is.
Brady's not avoiding this for any reason today. He has no reason to avoid it.
I think Brady's like, I've got six of these.
I disagree with you that Belichick has any reason to avoid it. He doesn't have any reason to avoid it. I don't think he's avoiding it for these reasons.
Do people understand?
Yeah, Bill Belichick's doing a press conference. When? Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
10 a.m.
You came.
We're going to air that live, by the way.
You came to the Belichick Foundation thing when I was up there and I'm hosting his event. It was an all-baseball event. It was a whole baseball event a couple months ago. And it was him and Dombrowski was there in the crowd. And the whole baseball ops is there. LaRusse is there. And they're telling stories. They're going back and forth. Bill digs these people.
So he's not avoiding them.
So you think that, like the Red Sox, it's a Patriots-Red Sox thing. You're full of it. I think Bill would love to be here. I think this is Bill's go time season. But I think when you won the last one and coming back from 25 down, felt a little different. You're coming off Spygate, Deflategate, the year prior. You're coming off a big comeback win against the Falcons. And I think they all came together and said, you know what, we're going to show you, you're going to put everybody out there. It was ownership, it was head coach. And we got calls last week. Robert's never been there. Why would he go? He has been there. He's been there with Jonathan, hoisting the trophy. They each individually had one trophy and walked out together from the wall. They've done it. And I think, has this been a great offseason for them as far as securing players?
No.
Are they in a comfortable spot where Bill could say, you know what? Draft's not that big this year. We're loading up. What wasn't that the Gilmore year? They loaded up free agency wise? Yeah. Right? Gilmore year.
When I don't know what that has to do with today, though.
Because we got money. We got our players. They didn't get anybody they wanted yet. They signed some people, but I think it's just fringe players. Guys that come in and compete.
So, therefore, you can't celebrate the Super Bowl
because he's working or because to save face?
No, I think it's because he's working. I think he's working.
All right, well, why was he not working the other day when he was on the boat with Linda on Instagram on the boat in Florida, wherever they were on the boat?
Thank you. Don't tell me that it's because
he chose.
There might be something going on today that he needed to be.
He could be working out four kids from Florida. He could be doing private work.
But the bottom line is he chose today to be his work day instead of on the boat over the weekend. It's not because he was working either. He could have chosen to work that day and take today off or take a few hours today off.
Unless he had to be at a workout somewhere where it's him not doing the scheduling.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
And
I'll buy that. Just don't tell me that he's too busy.
And you can blame.
He just might have something that conflicted with this, and he couldn't be here today.
You can blame the baseball team for being 3-8, coming off an awful start, bitching about starting on the West Coast, because now the football team's the lead story today, which it shouldn't be.
The bigger point is Bill doesn't have anything to avoid here today. I don't think he's trying to avoid it. I don't think Tom Brady's trying to avoid anything. I think if you look at Robert Kraft not being here, I look at that and say he's avoiding the spotlight.
I would think he'd probably be advised by his team of lawyers to not say anything, not to be public. And he was at the owners' meetings. He kind of ducked in and out of meetings and quick shots on video in the back. But other than that, stay out of sight.
We are at Lucky Strike Social, and we're brought to you today by Budweiser, legendary lager for legendary moments. We'll get a check of the action update, and we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zoe and Beetle are in the shadows of Fenway Park for the home opener. Live from Lucky Strike with Budweiser. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, listen to Zolak and Bertrand, the killer of old rock songs here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Turn up, Tom. It is Generic Rejoin Tuesday, baby.
Who's singing the anthem today? Do we know?
We did any releases?
I saw that the Pops were doing both the Canadian and the American national anthem. I thought I saw in the press release.
Nice touch. Big Keith Lockhart guy.
Again, there it is with the Red Sox overdoing it. No, let's put the entire Boston Pops in center field again. They always do this. It's always too big of a production.
What was your favorite national anthem over the years? Was it Neil Diamond? It's kind of cool when he came out.
No, it probably wasn't.
No, he didn't do national anthem. He did Sweet Caroline. That's like the only time it was good. Because at least you brought him out.
I don't know if you remember this, but they brought Ray Charles in one year.
What?
To do...
Didn't he do the fourth one year?
America the Beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And the game got rained out. But he did the song, I believe. I remember being here for that. That was probably 50. He's been dead for a while.
From the press release, musicians of the Boston Pops, Esplanade Orchestra, and the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, led by Keith Lockhart, performed both anthems, and then a flyover. Four F-16s.
Oh, that's a lot of gas.
America.
Damn right.
America.
I love that.
God Bless America, seventh inning, performed by Springfield native.
Where are the F-16s from?
From Badass Air Force Base. Probably down on Otis.
From the 113th Wing. Washington, D.C., District of Columbia Air National Guard.
That's okay, thank you. Thought we were going to get Chokas Tingley. Hang on. Green Mountain Boys.
And then
Angels down at Quonset Point when I was a kid.
Don't worry, because everything's going to be all right.
All right.
Don't honkify. Don't old white guy the thing up, man. That's just...
It's impossible. It's Fenway Park.
Everything's going to be all right.
God Bless America, seventh inning. Springfield native Michelle Brooks Thompson.
Don't know her. I'll assume she's going to be pretty good.
Flavin has a... supposedly he got commissioned to do another poem today.
Yeah, that's what I was told. That's Zoe's breaking news.
When does he
news.
Do it? Is he doing it?
That's Zoe's they inside
do that on,
info.
But they do that on the TV end of it, right? They don't roll him out in midfield. Flavin.
Says like the unveiling of the championship banner, presentation of rings, raising of the championship flag, national anthem, flyover, first pitch, play ball. That's the order on the press release.
Okay.
I don't see poem in there.
The flag pole's up there by pesky pole, right?
What? No.
No,
the flag pole's in center field. Center field. Center.
I can't remember. I thought they were out there raising
the flag.
You might
be able to see it out that
window.
Remember
Pesky was out there with Veritek and they were putting it up Is that out center? I thought it was over by his ball.
The flag pole's in center field.
And the banner is that's on the press box, right? Underneath the press box there?
That's already up. They already showed that on the news.
Technically, are they going to unveil that
talking
or no?
About the big banner.
Oh, they're going to hang the big banner over?
They're going to hang the big banner over the wall, right? No, you're thinking of the moment when they were raising that flag.
When they had that
and Terry Cashman.
That awful song.
This one's for Johnny Pesky.
And he's like pulling
Bobby Doerr.
Oh, God.
This one's for Yaz. That's what that stupidity
NBC
was.
Sports is showing the two men.
Which banner are these two going to hold?
We run across the street. I saw... Some Florida trucker, buddy, could have got hit on the highway.
Let's hope the banner made it to the park today and didn't fall off the back of a truck.
We're just looking for a little repercussion back. A couple
reparations.
Tickets. Reparations. whatever they call that. A couple pack of smokes. Give me a box of cigarettes.
617-779-0985. Mike is in Vermont today. Mike.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Beetle, nice to hear from you, Zoe. You're the best.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know that little shot at the Green Mountain Boys. If it wasn't for us Green Mountain Boys, you guys would all be speaking French down there. You know that, don't you?
No, wait, that's not a shot at the Green Mountain Boys.
Oh, yeah, I felt it. I took it that way, Beetle. And
You did it the wrong way.
I think it was a shot at Joe Castiglione.
Yeah. Come on.
No, I'm just trying to have a little fun opening
that's right.
day.
We won't be speaking no French down here.
Well, I'm saying if it wasn't for us Green Mountain Boys,
damn right.
you guys would be. I'm Polish, just so you know. Catch you later. Thanks, bye.
Hey, you get some galumpkis. I'll see you.
Is that our Mike? That's our Mike who lives on the mountain in Maine, right?
No, that's Vermont.
Vermont. Yeah. That's our guy. He lives up in Vermont.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Thanks all the time for bringing
Looks out. He sees the mountains. He sees the skiers, all that
stuff.
Yeah, it's him. That's our guy.
He hasn't called in a while, has he?
Donald in Boston. Hey, Donald.
Hey, how's it going, guys? B&Z on the rodeo here.
Okay.
Hey, listen, man.
Rodeo.
We need to concentrate on one thing. You know, with the last 19 years, look what we've been looking at. All these championships. So let's pay attention to the Red Sox. I mean, this is their glory day to show that banner, to show that trophy. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, I understand the Patriots, but we can do that at Foxborough. But today should be all focused on them, man. We got to celebrate. We got to totally celebrate agree. With them, you know?
Totally agree.
I mean, that's the whole thing.
The problem is you've won so many, and it gets repetitive and expected. Is our street team on the mic right now?
I don't know what they're doing.
But look at all the kids.
You know what? You put five street teamers out on thing, and they just jump on the mic. Hey, Sports Hub's here.
George in Framingham on the Celtics. Hey, George.
George.
Hi, Clever Boys.
Hi, Clever Boy.
Hello, Clever Boy.
Hi, Clever Boys. Hey, where's Hardy?
He's back studio. In the studio. You know what?
By choice.
And Hardy had the choice. And he chose studio over being on the road with us.
You know something? Marcus Smart is going to be humongous in the playoffs this year.
Thank you.
And I got to ask you one thing. Do you think Irving's going to sit out tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's not playing tonight,
None
is he?
None of them are.
Oh, why not?
I thought their top seven guys are out.
And everyone's out tonight.
Steven said he doesn't anticipate anybody in the top six or seven playing tonight.
That's unbelievable. But Marcus Smart is going to be humongous in the playoffs. Humongous.
I hope so. I hope he feels okay. And Steven said what? He feels better today. A little better. It's not long term, which is good. Tells you it's not a hip pointer. Boy, did that look like a hip pointer to me. Or oblique. That did not look like a bruise. That guy's too tough to
I mean,
have
it's good that Brad Stevens is saying that, but I still have my hesitation in believing it.
You want to hear the Celtics available tonight?
Yeah.
According to the team. Jaylen Brown, Semi Ojeleye, Terry Rozier, Daniel Tice, Robert Williams, Gershon Yabusele,
okay.
Brad Wanamaker,
okay.
RJ Hunter,
okay.
Jonathan Gibson, PJ Dozier. Right, that's it.
Gibson and
DJ Dozier, the running back from Penn State?
PJ.
Oh.
Who the Celtics end up signing?
Jonathan Gibson.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys I mentioned.
And what's his deal?
He's scoring 34 points a game in the Chinese League this year.
What?
Two-time scoring league champion. Two-time scoring champion in the Chinese Basketball Association.
What kind of ball
CBA.
Serious question. Is the Chinese League any good?
I don't know. 31 years old. Out of New Mexico State.
Remember the Dragon Bender videos? Look at Jim Hoff on TV. Wow. You have nice lighting, Jim. Jim gets that nice reflection.
Is the Chinese League any good? I remember
Dragon Bender.
I don't know. We have B-Robin back in studio. Maybe
B-Rob,
he knows.
You know
I have no
anything
idea.
About the is it the CBA?
It's called the CBA, yes.
The CBA. Anything about the CBA?
Is he there?
B-Rob in the closet? No?
It's a place where NBA players go to get paid when they're not that good.
So yeah. It's a crap league. It's not.
So he's not that good then, you mean?
I mean, he can put up points, but he can't play defense. He's not going to play.
B-Rob, what do you think
there
the best,
in case people get hurt.
The best international league is in another country?
Spaniards.
That's a real question. That's what I want to know. Oh, sorry, B-Rob. I'm wondering what country you think has the best league outside of the NBA.
That's Europe. I mean, there's some pretty good top-tier leagues over there. China's getting better. It's probably right below that, but the top-tier leagues in the Europe are still the best.
Spain. You always hear Spain has Spanish. Decent leagues.
That's what I said.
Has decent players.
That paella. Good food, man. It's a little spice. A little
That's
rice.
What you hear. 617-779.
What do they call those pots?
0985. You want the latest on Kyrie Irving?
Yeah. Any Kyrie news, sure.
Yeah. There's more to add to that story in Kyrie and who he may be visiting with in the offseason.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll get to that. I'll tell you who it is after these headlines of Hardy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Lifelinema.org.
NH.com.
On air and online from Lucky Strike Social on Lansdowne.
There's the pitch.
With Budweiser. It's the home opener for the Sox. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This industry is just so effed up. Like, just
it's my decision at the end of the day. Who cares who what says who, what this, what's best for him? Like, it doesn't matter. It's unwarranted commentary. And, you know, of course, it's still going to continue throughout the season. I'm aware of that. I'm a professional at the end of the day. I'm not going to disrespect anybody. But like I said, it really comes down to what's best for me and my family.
That was Kyrie Irving a couple of months ago. Stephen A. Smith had something to say about the future of Kyrie Irving on his radio show. We know that Kyrie can become a free agent this offseason, which he will do.
Yeah.
Well, according to Stephen A. Smith, Kyrie is going to have a meeting with the Lakers. Here from Stephen A. Smith himself. Here it is.
All these reports about Kevin Durant being a done deal, it's not a done deal. I don't care what promises people are saying Kevin Durant has made. Ain't nothing guaranteed with Kevin Durant until it's done. I don't give a damn what Kevin Durant says he's going to do. Until it's done, it ain't done. So everybody that think he and Kyrie are coming to New York, well, guess what? If it was a foregone conclusion, Kyrie coming to New York, why are the Lakers expecting to have an opportunity to sit down with him? Because that's what I'm being told. The Lakers are expecting to have an opportunity to sit down with Kyrie Irving this summer.
There it is. The Lakers have an expectation of a meeting with Kyrie this summer. Why do you think they think that? Because they just like Kyrie and assume he'll want a meeting? Or because, like everything in the NBA, it's already set up?
Yeah. Another thing, too, if you're Kyrie, don't you want to be quartered by the Lakers?
Does Kyrie miss Daddy?
Like, if you're a... I don't know that.
Does he miss Daddy?
But whatever perspective
Daddy,
sport that
Daddy
you play...
Bron? Does he miss him?
When you got, like, Steelers, Cowboys, Packers, Patriots interested in you, like, yeah, we'll take those calls, you know? There's got to be some of that, too, Kyrie. Guy went to Duke, won a championship with LeBron, played in Cleveland. He played for the freaking Boston Celtics now. Now you have an opportunity to maybe even go play for the L.A. Lakers. That's history, man.
Joe Varden of The Athletic back
Why
in February.
Why wouldn't he take those calls?
Had the quote from LeBron James about
because there's
Kyrie.
History here, too.
I know there's history. I'm talking about from his mentality, though. You want to get your ass kicked?
Was he trying to build a resume?
Yeah.
Welcome to the NBA, Jim. What do you think they play? You think they play for the banners? You think do you really think they play for the tradition and maybe the Red Auerbach cigars? Those days are gone.
I don't know. Kevin Durant played for the banners, right?
Oh, that
he went to a team to win championships.
Right. Went there they have great tradition. Or you just go there to chase a ring, get a quick fix.
You and Bron back together again.
I think that Celtic tradition stuff went out the window when Paul Pierce left. Like, he was the last one who respected that.
LeBron James, yeah, we're in a good place right now. Me and Kyrie are in a good place. I love the man that he's becoming. I love the challenges he's accepted, and I always wish the best for him.
Oh, I need him. I need him.
You know, that sounds like a guy who played the entire year with Rajon Rondo and Kentavious and Caldwell Pope and Lance
desperate.
Stevenson.
That's a guy that said grass desperate. Ain't greener on the other side, and I couldn't make it work. I need help. That's me making amends. That's me apologizing. That's a public apology right there.
I need players.
Kissing his ass, even though he didn't apologize.
I need talent on my team.
I'm open to anybody, man. We can bury everything.
Paul George said no. Kawhi's going to the Clippers probably. I need guys on my team.
Boogie ain't there.
I'm down to Kyrie on the list now. Now I have to start sucking up to him.
Anthony Davis.
LeBron's a couple of years closer to the end than he was when Kyrie and him broke up. He could sell it to Kyrie as... Come here, and it'll be a transition. It'll be your team.
Yeah.
The Lakers will be your team soon.
Remember when you thanked me, man, for showing me the light, and now you understand what it's like? Take somebody under their wing and show them the way.
So they won't need a point guard. You do is try to do a sign and trade for Lonzo Ball if that happens?
Oh, my God.
I don't want the headache of Lonzo Ball.
I want the old man.
No, that's why I don't want Lonzo Ball.
Who did he just say his other son's better than?
Oh, he never
2 days ago?
He never shuts up.
Shut up.
And you know what? It's not about a guy.
Oh, call his other kid better than Zion.
Here's my problem. I feel like everything that comes out of that man's mouth is to get the most attention and to just be a show.
Yeah.
Like a sideshow. It's just too much attention getting bullcrap.
Yeah, 2 days ago he called his kid better than Zion.
I think 90% of his comments are disingenuous bullcrap. I do. That's what annoys me about it. No, I don't want that. But put another team on the list. Knicks, Nets, Lakers.
Yep.
Where do the Celtics rank on that list?
I don't know.
That's what it comes down to for me. Not that Kyrie is going to consider leaving. Are the Celtics even first on his list? Do they even have the best odds?
Does it depend on who else is coming, though?
It's the package.
Does it depend is Anthony Davis coming here? Is Kevin Durant coming with them? Or is it if they stay the same? I think his wants or his preferences changed based on who's here.
Let me ask you this. What do you think is more likely, Anthony Davis or Kevin Durant?
Davis.
I think it's Davis.
Davis, because you have the collateral.
You can make it work.
Yeah. If Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have a good playoff run, yes.
Yes.
Davis is more likely.
Do we even know that there's a desire? I mean, we don't know that there's a desire on his part to play with Anthony Davis. It would certainly make it more attractive.
Yeah, you don't hear those whispers. Wow, Jim, your lighting's really good.
There you go again on that lighting. Speaking of the Celtics, Brian in Maine on the Celtics and Gordon Hayward. Hey, Brian.
Hey, I got a question for you. I was listening to Stephen A. about the Celtics and the playoffs, and he didn't seem to think that Hayward would be a good option there. Would you consider blowing it up and getting rid of him too?
No. Hayward, keep Hayward. Hayward's like your third guy because you need Kyrie, you need him, and you need another star.
Well, I mean, let me put it this way,
Brian. Good Gordon Hayward, a healthy, good Gordon Hayward that seems to have turned a corner mentally is a good thing, and I think, now the way you watch him play, he can be productive.
I mean, I don't think the Celtics should be married to Gordon Hayward and keep him at all costs, but it's not like you can just let him go.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If Kyrie leaves, does he go too?
Go where?
Anywhere. I'm just saying to blow it up.
He's not a free agent.
He bails out.
Where's he going? You got to trade him.
I know. That's what I'm just wondering what your thoughts were on it.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to look to trade him, but he could be potentially involved in a deal. I wouldn't rule that out. I think it's unlikely.
Who wants him and his money?
I think it's very unlikely.
Right.
Especially if you're expecting to get something back in return for that. I mean, that's... You could use him to match some money is what you could do. But I don't think they want to trade him.
Yeah. Too many years. Who wants him with that many years left?
It's not that many years. I mean, it's...
I mean, if you think you're close, is he the piece you're looking to get? I don't really
I don't know.
So.
It's another one. Let's see how he plays in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's starting to come around finally. Let's see how he plays. That would be an important question. The Masters coming up this weekend, as you know, Zoe. And every year there's a tradition at the Masters where the champion from the previous year picks the Masters Club dinner.
Yep.
This menu that Patrick Reed has chosen this year, I think was made for you.
It is. It really is. This is my road menu.
This is your menu. Hardy will give us the details on that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
It's the home opener for the Sox. Zolak and Bertrand are live at Lucky Strike Social with Budweiser on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What a week for Nance. What a week for Jim Nance. He calls the Final Four. Has a really good game. You know, the first one on Saturday, and then you get the national championship game we didn't even talk about yet.
Jim, that game didn't suck last night. How about that?
I missed overtime.
I don't know. When it was 12-7, like 11 minutes into the game, it kind of sucked the first
that
11
did
minutes.
Suck. Yeah. It didn't end up sucking, though.
I fell asleep at about 3 minutes
left. Did you stay up? Did you catch the end or no?
I watched the end of the first half, then I went to bed.
I still have not seen one shining moment.
I haven't either. I didn't stand for that.
This is Dickie Jim.
Once we went to overtime last night, I said, I'm not making it to one shining moment. As soon as the game ended, I went to bed. But game didn't suck. Did not suck.
That sucked first 5 minutes, and it was 4-2.
End of the first half was pretty good.
Yeah.
Started hitting. One of my friends had the under 55. It looked really good for the first 12, 13 minutes, and then it got obliterated.
Yeah. After the first couple minutes, Schefter had a tweet out of the day. This game's on pace to end 34-20, 33-24.
So Nance had the call of the game last night, and now he heads straight to Augusta for the
Tough
Masters.
Life. You think he flies JetBlue?
No, he flies private, always.
And Tommy, that bastard, that Tommy is assistant.
So,
Sandler. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so let's get to it. Hardy, I know you have a copy of the menu there.
I do.
The Masters Club dinner being served tonight.
First of all, do you know who the defending champion is, Scott Zolak? Who won
I
last
year? I just
year's...
said it last segment, so yeah. you better remember.
Who won the Masters last year in 2018?
It's the guy that had family issues. Nice guy.
Nice. There you go. Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed. All yeah, right. And I'm rooting for you. Tell you what, this menu... You know me, and I gotta be like a Woods guy. I'm the anti Jordan Spieth. I'm the anti freaking robot.
All right,
I'm in on this guy. I'm in on this guy because of his menu,
and because of all his family issues.
Tonight,
no, you root for guys like this.
Tonight at Augusta National.
Yep.
Members will be served a choice of a Caesar salad or wedge salad.
Stop right there.
All right, this is hard.
This okay. would be. A decision.
This is easy for me.
That Zoe, I really, you know, you say it's easy. Zoe, you agonize.
Yeah, I would agonize over the
because these are two things that you enjoy very much. You enjoy a great wedge and you enjoy a Caesar salad. You want both of these things.
Problem with the wedge.
Yeah.
If you have a, if they give you a good quarter head of that lettuce, yeah. if they give you a good quarter head of iceberg, and they really load it up with the thick, chunky blue cheese
no,
with the bacon.
Buttermilk vinaigrette.
And it's almost too much because you get full with that in a roll. Because you know I'm going to eat a roll.
They're going with a vinaigrette. Red onions, green onions, tomatoes, bacon, buttermilk vinaigrette.
I'm going with that. I'm going to go with that because it doesn't sound thick.
For the entree.
But normally, go ahead.
The entree. Yeah. Prime bone-in cowboy ribeye with herb butter. Fish available upon request. Mountain trout.
No. Nobody's requested fish.
Well, if someone doesn't eat red meat, they have something available.
Then leave. Okay? You had a freaking choice of a bone-in freaking ribeye, greatest steak ever. Did you see the ones I cooked about 2 weeks ago?
Where'd you get
Big Y? Sam
get
the Butcher. Sam the Butcher. I go to see him at Big Y. He cuts them in the back for me. Then he shaves the fat and the meat off the bone. You don't want the burn.
That's
the
nice that he cuts them in the back because normally they cut them right there at the checkout counter on the conveyor belt. So that was nice of him to take them in the back and do the cutting for you.
He did.
Here, there's one local supermarket chain trying to do away with their in-store butchers.
What?
Yep.
How dare they.
A story for another day.
Yeah. Side items tonight include macaroni and cheese, white cheddar, and smoked gouda. Cream spinach with smoked garlic, artichoke hearts, sweet cream.
Zoe's died and gone to heaven.
I go Capital Grill. This is what I get the cream spinach, mashed potatoes, and bone-in ribeye. This is go-to.
Corn creme brulee, which I've never had. Sweet corn cream and some kind of turbinado.
So it's like it's like the Fred and Steve's.
It's not
corn,
the Fred
and
Steve's cream corn.
I think that's what it is.
And the top.
And
it's red.
This
sweet
guy,
corn.
This tells me this guy
sweet
travels
corn
well.
Cream and sugar.
Yeah.
All in that.
Yeah.
And
that's,
steamed broccoli with sea salt and shaved parmesan. Yeah. For dessert, tiramisu. I will pass on that.
I'll pass.
The vanilla bean creme brulee. Yes, please.
Excellent.
And the chocolate crunch and praline cheesecake.
Pass.
I'll tell you what. I'll try all three.
You know what I'll have?
I'll do the thing like you do where you take one bite of each.
Yep.
I had a friend once, Hardy. We went to a Vegas buffet.
Yeah.
Came back to the table with about two large plates with about 25 different desserts.
Well, they do the little desserts, right?
They're like medium sized. They weren't the little ones.
Not the bites.
They were like medium sized ones.
Bites. Yeah.
And he proceeded to take a bite of each one. 25 different items.
Wasteful.
Just to be gluttonous.
This is what pisses me off about Mark Capello, our producer we travel with.
Yeah.
We'll get
he's
anti-dessert. And he's a glutton and he eats everything. No, he has to have the dessert just for a taste. He'll order just the nut. No one to piss me off.
No, but this is the guy who gets mad if you say you want dessert.
I get mad.
That's
I get up and walk.
Zoe gets mad. Zoe's the guy.
All right, preseason schedule's out. First two on the road.
Pisses him off.
First two are on the road. We're at Detroit, and we're at Tennessee. Preseason. And we do these 18-people meals, these 12 to 18-people meals with KSP and the combination sports up people. And I tell them, they're bad enough as it is. Two-plus-hour dinners. Right, Dennis? And Dennis Knudsen's on these things. I go, don't eat. Do not order. You people are so disgustingly fat. To begin with, and you've stuffed your face.
Wow.
If you need coffee, and this is what pisses me off about Capel, he'll sit there and get the decaf because he'll be up all night. But he'll extend my dinner for 35 minutes because he's got to have his decaf coffee and it doesn't even affect him. And dessert. Bob orders dessert too. It bugs me. It bothers me to my core.
Well,
you, after eating all of that stuff, just go through just the salad alone,
the
ribeye.
This one, you know you're already in for it. Now, you mentioned some of the other winners in the past.
Just bring me a martini.
Why you don't like them. Jordan Spieth, you say you're not a fan of Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. What do you get, chicken fingers?
Well, Jordan Spieth's Champions Dinner in 2016, gas. I don't think you're going to have a problem with this. Salad of local greens and a main course of Texas barbecue. Beef brisket, smoked half chicken, pork ribs, side of baked beans, bacon and chive potato salad, sautéed green beans, grilled zucchini, roasted yellow squash, and a dessert of a warm chocolate chip cookie and vanilla ice cream.
Those are all things Zoe likes.
I'll give it to Spieth. Take the brisket out of it. Don't run it with the brisket.
There have been some horrible menus throughout the years, though. I'm looking back. Now, I think
what's Chichi Rodriguez's?
Well, they don't go back that far. I don't know that Chichi ever won the Masters, quite frankly.
Not Chichi. What the hell is this?
Chai Rodriguez? What?
Who's the guy who won after Tiger? There's that issue.
That was Mark O'Meara. Oh,
the menu issue.
The guy who won after Tiger in 97, Nick Faldo?
I don't know. I'm screwing it up. I got to look. Never mind. Retract that.
No, you're talking about Fuzzy Zeller about Tiger Woods?
That may be it.
Faldo won the year before Tiger. All right. How about 2 years after Tiger? Vijay Singh. 2001. Now, I believe Vijay is from Fiji. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
What do you have, Fiji water?
I'm looking at it now.
Seafood Tom Kha.
What?
Chicken Penang curry. Baked sea scallops with garlic sauce, rack of lamb with yellow curry sauce,
yuck.
Baked filet chili and sea bass with three flavor chili sauce and a lychee sorbet.
Nope.
Whoa.
What'd you have when you were in Barbados there with your Franklin friend?
I think that was kingfish. I mean, right out of the water.
You said it was delicious. Like, it was delicious, yes.
No, that was something else.
Never had the Chilean sea bass.
Chilean sea bass is good. Not with all that green chili crap.
These are back-to-back bad years. Mike Weir in 2004, the Canadian. Elk, wild boar, Arctic char, that's a fish, and Canadian beer. And then the next year after Mickelson had won in 2004, in 2005, Mickelson served lobster ravioli.
He's an idiot.
Caesar salad and garlic bread. That's dinner?
What, are you going to Olive Garden?
So he sucks at that.
What, is it catered by Olive Garden? Oh, my God. Hey, did you see the oversized dishes at Olive Garden, the new ones?
No.
Oversized chicken parm, lasagna. They have like a 4-pound meatball they put just on top of spaghetti. Look it up. Look up the new menu by Olive Garden. Unbelievable.
The new 4-pound meatball.
There was a commercial yesterday.
Yeah, the new guy that took over is rebranding the whole thing.
Oversized chicken parm, oversized meatball.
Garden.
It's called
the new meatball.
Yep.
They had back-to-back.
Click on it.
Back-to-back bad years in 2009 and 2010. Trevor Immelman served.
Trevor.
Trevor Immelman won a Masters. News to me. I mean, 10 years ago, I already forgot. Babatai, a spiced minced meat pie with an egg topping. Sausages, a type of chicken skewer. Spinach salad, milk tart, and South African wines. Not to be outdone.
I drank South African wine.
The Argentinian Angel Cabrera, the duck.
What do you get, fish?
In 2010, served
spearfish?
An Argentine asado, multi-course barbecue featuring chorizo, blood sausage, ribs fillets, and molleas, a thymus gland, a.k.a. sweetbreads. That's what Hannibal Lecter used to eat, the sweetbreads, the glands from human beings. But his were from a cow, presumably.
Olive Garden now selling... Read this headline, Zoe.
Olive Garden now selling chicken parmigiana by the foot. What? Wait a minute. So, where do you find freaking chickens this big? Seriously, it's like Foghorn Leghorn.
Where do you find
I say, hey, boy. You know?
That is a...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.